So Vedanta Sara, everybody have it? Mm-hmm. Akandam Satchidananda. Oh, sorry. Akandam Satchidanandam.
Akandam Satchidanandam.
Avang Manasagocharam.
Avang Manasagocharam.
Atmanam Akiladharam.
Atmanam Akiladharam.
Ashraye Pishta Siddhye.
Ashraye Pishta Siddhye.
Artato Pidvayanandam.
Artato Pidvayanandam.
Atita Dvaita Bhanataha.
Atita Dvaita Bhanataha.
Guru Narajya Vedanta.
Guru Narajya Vedanta.
Saram Vakshe Yathamati.
Saram Vakshe Yathamati.
Now, so we're going to go to the next verse. So repeat after me. This is all now in prose, so it's not something we'll be chanting. Vedanto nama.
Vedanto nama.
Upanishad pramanam.
Upanishad pramanam.
Tad upakarini.
Tad upakarini.
Sharirika.
Sharirika.
Sutradini.
Sutradini.
Cha. Okay. Vedantaha nama. That which is named. Nama is an indeclinable nama. So if we say Vedantaha nama, it means what is known as Vedanta, what is called Vedanta, what has the name Vedanta, Vedantaha nama. It's also a word from naman, but you can say nama as an indeclinable. Mm-hmm. Vedantaha nama means what has the name Vedanta. Or in English, what has the name Vedanta, what we call Vedanta, what is known as Vedanta. Vedantaha nama. Upanishad pramanam is a pramana, is a means of knowledge, which we can take Upanishad pramana as a compound, which is a means of knowledge in the form of the Upanishad. Or you can take it, which is a means of knowledge, which is the means of knowledge which uses the Upanishad, which has the Upanishads for its scripture, or which is a means of knowledge which is the Upanishad. It's a pramana, which is a means of knowledge which is the Upanishad, or it is the Vedanta uses the Upanishad as a pramana. Okay, in the Bhasha they have it either way, but the Vedanta is nominative singular, Upanishad nominative singular, pramana nominative singular. So the Vedanta is a pramana, right? The Vedanta is a pramana, and that pramana is the Upanishads, or that pramana has for its scriptures the Upanishads.
Pramanam is an accusative, though. It's not.
No, there's no verb in the sentence. Pramanam is neuter.
Oh,
so Vedanta is a pramana. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the pramana is in the form of the Upanishads.
I'm missing this distinction. What are we supposed to remember now on this?
What we call Vedanta is a pramana. It is a means of knowledge.
Yeah.
What is the means of knowledge? The Upanishads are the means of knowledge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or we can say the Vedanta is a pramana for which the Upanishads are its scriptures. But it's the Upanishads really that are the pramana. Right? When we talk about all the teaching, all that we ever talk is Vedanta is a pramana.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Vedantaha pramanam.
Mm-hmm.
Vedanta is a pramanam. What is the pramana? The pramana is in the form of the Upanishads. Vedanta doesn't make up the pramana itself. You know, it hasn't just decided to be a pramana. What makes it a pramana? It's the Upanishad. The Upanishads are the pramana.
So the end of the Vedas is Vedanta, and it's made up of the Upanishads. Is that right?
Here we're using as Vedanta as this Advaita Vedanta, this teaching methodology, which is a pramana, which utilizes the Upanishads. Okay.
Good.
All nominatives. Tad upakarini. Now this word, so you have three words there, Vedanta, Upanishad, Pramanam, all important words. Okay. Then, tad, referring back to the Vedanta, Upakarini, in the nominative plural. Now, upakarin, upakarini, or from upakarin or upakari, means those things that help, that aid, that serve. They help, they aid, they are subservient to, but we use it as aids or helps or beneficial to. So here, for the Upanishad Pramana, which we call the Vedanta, okay, the things which are aids or beneficial or helpers, subservient as aids to help that, are helpers of that. Sharirika, Sharirika, Sutradini Cha. Okay? So now it says like this. What we call Vedanta is the Upanishad Pramana. The Pramana which utilizes the Upanishads, or the Pramana which is the Upanishads. Okay? And, see the Cha at the end?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Sharirika Sutras, etc. The Sharirika Sutras is another word, another name for the Brahma Sutras. Have you ever heard of the Brahma Sutras? Right? The Brahma Sutras, etc. So what makes up the Vedanta, the Advaita Vedanta? It is the Upanishad Pramanam, the means of knowledge, which is the Upanishads, and the Sharirika Sutras, etc. The Sharirika Sutras are the Brahma Sutras, which are an analysis of all of the Upanishads. Right? And all of the they're an analysis. The first part is an analysis of the Upanishads. The second part looks at does manana, looks at all of the opposing ideas of what reality could be, and answers all of those opposing ideas. The next section deals with the pala, the fruit of it. So that's the Brahma Sutras are the last thing that is studied after you've studied all of the Upanishads, you know, and the Bhagavad Gita, and all of the major Prakarana Granthas. After that, after you understand the vision of the Vedanta, you've studied all of these texts, then at the end, you study the Brahma Sutras. So Shankara has written a commentary on the Brahma Sutras, so you study the Brahma Sutras. Sutra means these short aphorisms, like Atato Brahma Jignasa, that's the first sutra. Now, therefore, the desire to know Brahman. Just a little sutra. That little sutra needs to be expounded upon. And so the Bhasha will expound upon it, right? Give a commentary. So
that word Sharirika, because I know there's Stula Sharirika means the body.
Yeah, Sharirika means that which is embodied, the Atma which is embodied.
Okay.
But if you just, for now, if you just accept Sharirika Sutra is another name for the Brahma Sutras.
Okay.
So Brahma Sutras, sometimes called Sharirika Sutras. The Adi refers to the Bhagavad Gita and all of the Prakarana Granthas. Like, for instance, this Vedanta Sara, the Bhagavad Gita, the Atmabodha, Tattvabodha, Aparokshanubhuti, Panchadashi, all of the what we call Prakarana Granthas, the explanatory text that will take in a section of the Upanishad and expand it to make it more accessible. The Prakarana Granthas are books that make the vision of the Upanishads, they dilate the vision of the Upanishads and make it accessible to the student. Those are called Prakarana Granthas. And so the Sharirika Sutras, the Brahma Sutras, and the Adi, you see it where it says Sharirika, Sharirika Sutra Adi?
Mm-hmm.
That Adi stands for the Bhagavad Gita and all of the explanatory texts called Prakarana Granthas.
And the Adi, is it in the nominative plural?
Mm-hmm. So it's in the neuter nominative plural. Now, when we think of the Advaita Vedanta, we think of it stands on three pillars, you say. The three pillars are the Brahma Sutras, the Upanishads, and the Bhagavad Gita. It's called Prasthana Traya. The three Prasthana, the three pillars.
Can I have that again?
The three pillars which Vedanta stands on, which is the support of the Vedanta, the Brahma Sutras, the Upanishads, and the Bhagavad Gita.
Mm-hmm.
called the Prasthana Traya, the threefold Prasthana, the threefold pillars. So here it says Vedanta Nama, this Vedanta Nama, what we call Vedanta, right, is the Upanishads, which are the Pramana, and the Sharirika Sutras, the Brahma Sutras, etc.
Bhagavad Gita
and the Prakarana Granthas. Now, the Brahma Sutras are an analytical text. They're not the Pramana. Mm. The only Pramana is the Upanishads. Mm. But the Brahma Sutras and the Prakarana Granthas all have to be in line with the Pramana, which is the Upanishad.
And where does the Gita fall into that category?
It's also not the... It falls in line. Sometimes it's considered to be an Upanishad, but only in a secondary sense, because Krishna's teaching it, the Lord's teaching it. Mm-hmm. It has the same vision as the Upanishads. So sometimes it's praised a new Upanishad, but it's not an Upanishad because it came from Krishna, who's embodied here now. So the Upanishads are revealed knowledge from the Vedas. They're a powder sham. These are not come from a person. They come from Bhagavan, from the creation. They come along with the creation. And so they're called a powder sham, which means not from a person. Right?
So that's not considered Shabda Pramana?
No, the Shabda Pramana, well, they are Shabda, the teaching itself is Shabda Pramana.
Okay.
Right.
They're called, what's the word
of it? A powder sham means... Purusha means a person. A Purusha, not a person. A powder sham is a tadita. It means not from a person. It's a word that we use for revealed knowledge. So it's the Upanishads that are a powder sham, but they are the revealed. They are the pramana. The Brahma Sutras are an analytical text. The Bhagavad Gita, which has the same vision as the Shruti, but they're not revealed with the creation.
Didn't Shankara write the Brahma Sutras?
He wrote the Brahma Sutra Bhasha. Vyasa.
Oh, okay.
And then the Bhagavad Gita. Okay. And then the Prakarana Granthas, the explanatory text. These are all secondary, but they all are in line and have the same vision and support the vision of the Upanishads. So they're aids. So now look at the word Upakati. Upakati means an aid, a help, a support, right? And so this word Upakati, you have to know this word. This word comes, Shankara uses this word frequently, where something's an aid to something, you know? Something's supporting, helping, you know? Okay? So now let's look at this sentence. Yeah?
Sorry, could I ask kind of about that? But the prefix upa?
Means... to approach or to be near.
And what about anu?
Anu means after or following.
Okay. Thank you.
You have to be careful, though, because that's the general meaning. Sometimes when you add a prefix to a verb, it will have some different type of meaning, or sometimes it won't even change the meaning of the verb. But, you know, so don't just take it that it only means that, but that's generally. Okay, so let's read this again. So, Vedanta Nama, Upanishad, repeat. Vedanta Nama,
Vedanta Nama,
Upanishad Pramanam,
Upanishad Pramanam,
Tad Upakarini,
Tad Upakarini,
Sharirika,
Sharirika,
Sutradini,
Sutradini,
Cha. So, the Vedanta is really comprised of the Upanishads, which are the Pramana, and the Sharirika Sutras, etc., which are aids to that, to the understanding of that. Everybody understand the words here? Mm-hmm. Sharirika Sutras, another word for Brahma Sutra. Upakati means aid, and Upanishad Pramana, you know.
So Swamiji quotes this all the time, huh?
All of these words you need to know. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at this. How are we doing? Let's read at least this next one. Asya.
Asya.
Vedanta Prakaranatvat.
Vedanta
Prakaranatvat. Tadiyaihi.
Tadiyaihi.
Eva.
Eva.
Anubandaihi.
Anubandaihi.
Tadvata Siddhehe.
Tadvata Siddhehe.
Nate.
Nate.
Pratak. Pitak. Alochaniyaha. Okay, now, remember, I'm putting a lot of emphasis for some people know more Sanskrit than others. If the Sanskrit translation you have trouble following, don't worry about it. What you need to get is the vocabulary here, this important vocabulary. So,
there's a
type of
it.
Where?
The Vedanta says Vedanta.
Oh, instead of Vedanta?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the general
state of things.
What a little slash means.
Yeah, I thought it was in a different way of saying it. That would be the
bee. Oh, it's a bee.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know why only Kiki got it.
I thought it was
Yeah.
You know, on my I will catch that on my computer because you can hardly see the little lines.
Yeah.
I have to look really carefully to see the lines. Oh!
Well, you're getting those new glasses pretty soon.
This chair is poor thing. No, I've got to get a new chair. You don't.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. eBay.
This is a new screw.
Oh.
So it's not the screw. It's the threads. And for years I've been using and getting new screws and it's worked, but now the threads are gone, so the poor chair is finished. No, it's okay. It's just
they're hard to find.
Yeah. Watch here. I don't have time. Gosh, go get a chair. It takes half a day or more. I don't have half a day.
Get one when you get there.
Yeah, later. Let's read the sentence. Who cares? Okay. Asya, for this, of this, for this.
This is the genitive used as a form.
Well, let me do the next thing. Asya Vedanta Prakarana Twat. See that twat? Because of being a Vedanta Prakarana. Prakarana is the Prakarana Granta. Prakarana Granta is the explanatory text. So because of this being a prakarana, explanatory text of the Vedanta, so because of this Vedanta Sara being an explanatory text for Vedanta, Vedanta prakarana twat. So this prakarana you want to know, prakarana grantas. Granta means a book. So a prakarana granta is a book or a text which is explanatory, like this, Vedanta Sara, Aprokshanabhuti, all of these. So because of this Vedanta Sara being an explanatory text for Vedanta, so asya Vedanta prakarana twat, tadiyahi anubandahi, by there, tadiyahi means by there, an instrumental plural, there, but tadiya. It's a form you're probably not familiar with. It's a form that comes off of tut. And it just, tadiya itself means there or its. So here it's in the plural, so it would be tadiyahi anubandaihi, by their anubandas alone, or with their anubandas alone. Now, this word anubanda, do you remember that we, in the vocabulary list, we've gone over the anubanda chatushtya? Mm-hmm. The chatushtya means that group of four anubandas. The anubandas, it's kind of hard to translate. The anubandha means actually like a link or a connecting link. There's going to be four anubandhas, four links. Links to what? Links to those four things that will link you or connect you to a text or to a subject matter. One would be, what is the subject? Like say to a book. What are the anubandha chatushtya? What are the four links? What would bind you or connect you to a given study? One would be, who is the qualified student for that study? And we'll see these in detail now. Who's the adhikari? Who's the qualified student? That would be an anubandha. Another would be, what's the subject matter that you're going to study? What's the subject matter of this book? You need to know that. Why would you study the book if you don't know the subject matter? If you don't know who the book is meant for, who the adhikari is. The pala. the prayojana. What do you get out of studying it? You'd need to know that, or you wouldn't get engaged. You wouldn't get involved, right? Mm-hmm. And then, what is the what's the connecting link? What do I get? Say, what's the relationship between studying the book and the result? What I get out of the book? Like, for instance, if I study a book on cooking, what do I get out of studying that book? Well, I learn how to cook, but I don't get the meal. Right? I only learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. Then I have to go and actually practice what I've learned in order to produce the meal. So the link, the what's the relationship between the thing that I want to achieve and the book, right? So here in Vedanta, the study is the result. The study is the result, right? Whereas in the Karmakanda, in the first portion of the Vedas, you study how to do a ritual, then you go and do the ritual. Here, you study, you gain this knowledge, and that knowledge itself is the result.
Are there any other studies that are the results like this?
No, not.
I mean, okay.
Wait for that, because we're going to get into detail on this. So let me, because we're a little short of time.
Okay.
Let me just wait. Okay. So now, I'm just giving you this word, anubandha. It's, what is it? What's the thing that engages me in the study? And we'll find out there's going to be four of them, four anubandhas. That's why they call it the Anubandha Chatushtya. Chatushtya means a group of four. So there's a group of four Anubandhas. Now these Anubandhas are going to be applied to any book, any text, any study. You have to know what the subject matter is. You have to know who it's meant for, who the Adhikari is. So the Vishaya, the Adhikari. What do you get out of studying it? You know, what's the relationship between studying it and the result? You won't have what we call a pravritti, an inclination, to study that without knowing these things. So before, in the kind of the Indian world, any time before you engage in these in a study of something, the teacher, the author, will tell you what the Anubandha Chatushtya is. Sometimes it will be told in the first couple of verses, in the prayer verses. The prayer verses often will hold within it these four things in the form of a prayer. You know, and that will take care of the Anubandha Chatushtya, which will give what we call pravritti, what the inclination, what draws you towards something. Okay? So here it says, Tadiyahi eva anubandaihi, by their anubandhas, means that we'll see that in a minute. Because this is a prakarna of the Vedanta, it is with their very anubandhas, tadvata siddhehe, because that this is, I don't know quite how to translate this well, tadvata means being the same as, siddhehe, because of it being, you could say something like this, because of it having been established that a prakarana granta is the same, means it has the same, it is identical with their anubandhas. Because of establishing the sameness of this prakarana granta with their anubandhas, the four anubandhas of the Vedanta. This is a Vedanta prakarana. Well, this is what it's saying. Because the prakarana granta of the Vedanta will have the same anubandhas as the Vedanta. Right? In other words, the four connecting links that are involved with Vedanta, which is the Upanishad Pramana, the Brahma Sutras, the Bhagavad Gita, because this is a prakarana granta, right? Of that, there's only one set of anubandhas. The anubandhas for the Upanishads, the anubandhas for the Brahma Sutras, the anubandhas for the Bhagavad Gita, the anubandhas for the prakarana granthas, they'll all be the same, right? So because they'll all be the same, not they na te protect separately, alochaniyaha should be analyzed. They should not be analyzed. They need not be analyzed separately. Pratak means separately. Indeclinable. It comes all the time. Pratak, separately. Alochaniyaha, potential participle. They should not be analyzed. They need not be analyzed separately. Why? Because they're all the same. All of these, the Upanishads, the Brahma Sutras, the Bhagavad Gita, the Prakarana Granthas, they all have the same Anubandha Chatushtya, fourfold Anubandhas. So we're not going to analyze the Anubandha Chatushtya of this Prakarana Grantha as separate from the Anubandha Chatushtya of the Vedanta. Mm-hmm. There's only one set of Anubandhas. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't need to say it, but it's thorough that he says it. Let's do this last sentence, it's fast. Tetra Anubandha.
Nama.
Tetra Anubandha Nama. Adhikari. Vishaya. Sambandha. Prayojanani. So there means regarding this, what we call the Anubandhas, that which is named Anubandha, Anubandha Nama. What are the Anubandhas? What we call the Anubandha, they are four. But he doesn't say that, he just says the four. This is a dwandva compound. Adhikari is one, qualified student. Vishya, subject matter. Sambandha, the connection. As we'll see, we're doing this in-depth as we go on, but the connection is the connection between the text and the result. Prayojanam is the result, the pala. The sambandha is going to be the relationship between the study or the text. Like, what's the relationship between studying the Upanishad and the pala, the result of studying the Upanishad? So prayojanam means the result, the pala. So now, you need to memorize this. You need to know what the Anubandha Chatushtya is. Well, I'm going to go through in detail now. But what needs to be known is that there's a group of four Anubandhas. Those group of four Anubandhas are the Adhikara, qualified student, Vishya, subject matter, Sambandha, connection. Just to give you a quick translation, connection between the subject matter and the and the result, okay. And then the prayojana, the result. So adhikari, right? Vishya, sambandha, prayojanam, anubandha, chatushtyam. That's what you need to know by heart. And then you should know Vedanta, prakarana twat. You need to know prakarana. Pratek separately, alochaniyaha, alochana, means analyzing. Upakari, important word, right? Means aid, or something which is an aid or a help. Okay. And now what you'll see, it starts, the next one starts, adhikari two. Two is used to differentiate of these four. It's like saying, now the adhikari. And we're going to go into a long section on all of the words that are used around the adhikari. Very nice. Yeah.
Vishaya.
Vishaya means subject matter. Okay?
That was very good.
Oh, thank you. Thorough. Vedanta Sara gives all the pertinent.
Did you get any books?
Yeah. I've got to get one. I think I'll call John and see if he has anything there. Anything better than what I have. Otherwise, I'll just make us a copy of whatever. Let's take a Sarah prayer.
Purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.